Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just have to respond to something because it's something that I consider myself, if in an era of, I guess, these social justice warriors, I want to speak out because yesterday I saw it again. There are those in my industry, and honestly in the news media and in others, that have decided to make their lives about peddling in divisiveness, into saying, here is my way to get noticed. I am going to constantly look for ways to try to divide. I'm going to constantly look for ways to sow seeds of discord, create negativity between people of various races, colors, creeds, social backgrounds, political backgrounds, or otherwise. And I must just speak out. Because yesterday, by now, if you haven't seen the latest outrage du jour, the attempt was made again to say, uh-oh, somebody was flashing a white power symbol before the Army-Navy game, and that was the intention. Took a screenshot, asked various members of my social strata that I associate with in their 20s. I said, is this person here flashing the white symbol, white power symbol? No. And they unanimously, no. Uncle John, you're so old. You don't even know what that is. John, my God, you don't even know what that is? And I said, thank you. Because the minute it was flashed, Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report, who covers the NFL, a man incredibly desperate to be Stephen A. Smith, a man who wakes up every day and looks in the mirror and says, how have I not cashed in like Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless or someone like that? How am I not a national treasure? It may be because immediately seeing it on national television, Mike Freeman tells you, because he's a mind reader. If you didn't know that, Mike Freeman of the Bleacher Report, he's a mind reader. He doesn't even know you, but he knows exactly what you're thinking. He has no idea of your social background. He has no idea of your political affiliation. He has no idea. But Mike Freeman can just look at that and he says, let me hammer out a tweet. And I'm going to tell you that this person is a Trump supporter and a white supremacist, and they're spreading hate at the Army-Navy game. Mike Freeman, there's a reason why your career has been your career. You just have never figured it out. There's a reason why your career has been bounce, 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 bounce. There's a reason why your career never took off. And this is exactly why. There's a reason why you've lagged behind the peers of your generation who you so desperately want to be. And this is the reason. Because you decide, hey, there's some low-hanging fruit. I can create some racial issues with this story. I can assume that the person's a Trump supporter and they're a racist and a white supremacist, and I'm going to tweet this out and I'm going to get lots of likes and retweets, and this is going to get me attention. My sincerest hope is that Mike Freeman gets the attention that he needs. He's needed it for a while. I hope he gets the attention that he needs because he's dying for it. Would somebody give it to him? Somebody give it to him. He needs it. Because you know what we aren't, folks? I'm not a mind reader. I don't know who you are. When you call this show, I don't know if you're white or black. I don't know if you're Republican or Democrat. I don't know if you're Catholic, Jewish, Protestant. I don't know who you are. And more importantly, I've had people over the years tell me what they know about me. And I always laugh about that. And I'm like, really, you know that about me? I've had people tell me, you know, well, you're so far right wing. And I said, really? May want to ask Ed Rendell about that. The only political candidate I've ever worked for. And again, I didn't get into the politics of it. But somebody can see a symbol flashed on television. And immediately then I'm going to take it to, this is a white supremacist. This is a Trump supporter. This is a, hey, Bleacher Report. At some point, wise up. Wise up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.